Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me go to the phone now. We have Bob Bolus on William Gnost. Bob.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Today, in 17, the commissioners named today, the 5th, William Gnost Day. And who is Will Gnost? Sergeant Gnost was a Marine film photographer who filmed the iconic flag raising on Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima, which we see to this day. If you're sitting home and tonight a documentary goes on, you'll see the flag being raised. Picture Sergeant Gnost with his camera on his shoulder filming that. A few days later, he and two other Marines went into a spider hole on Iwo Jima and were killed by the Japanese that were in the cave. We blew the cave up, but never brought their bodies home. I've been to Iwo Jima 3 times, and it's my own personal mission to bring their remains home. And I intend to make one more mission there, and I believe I've located the cave, and I'm going to bring him back. But he's honored here in Scranton because of what I've been doing as a Scrantonian and a Lackawanna County resident. Was brought up all over the country that this is basically now home to Sergeant Gnost. And I intend to bring his remains home and the other two Marines. I brought it up the other day with the Marine Corps League, and I was hoping we could have did something today in his honor because the flag that I brought back from Iwo Jima and two there that's visible with the sands of Iwo Jima is at the Marine Corps League that I donated to them. And it was in honor of Sergeant Gnost. So I just wanted to bring that up today to anybody out there understanding what our veterans went through and those that didn't come home when they're standing on the street protesting. Remember the freedom you got to do that. These are the guys who gave their lives and they gave it all.
Yeah, to expand
the veterans for what they did.
To expand on what happened that day on the 4th of March, 1945, just 9 days after the flag raising video, Gnost was helping Marines capture Hill 362A upon hearing what was believed to be a wounded Marine calling for help from a cave. Gnost and another Marine entered the cave. When Gnost turned on his flashlight, a Japanese hiding in the cave opened fire, killing the two Marines instantly. Other Marines fired into the cave with flamethrowers, but they were unable to get the bodies of the two Marines out before bulldozing the cave shut to prevent any Japanese from escaping.
Right, we never went back, but the real story is there was a Japanese soldier at a table, and we tried communicating with him, and he wouldn't communicate. Then he reached for his weapon, and our people shot him. The CO asked who has the flashlight, and Gnost said he did. The CO said, well, I'll take it. He said, no, I'll go. And he and the two other Marines went down into the cave, and that's when they were killed by the Japanese. It's all honeycombed all the way through Iwo Jima there. And they were in the caves going back and forth, and the Japanese were in their open fire and killed the three of them. And our people returned fire, hit it with the flamethrower, and then blew the cave. The war moved toward General Kurabayashi, who was at the northern end. When they came back, everything had changed because the German tanks that came ashore with the bulldozer blades and were scraping everything around 362, able to keep the Japanese from coming out of the caves, grabbing our people. And the rest is history. I've been there three times. I've been on 362 Able. I've been at Mount Suribachi. I brought the flag home that we raise every year there, and that's at the Marine Corps League in a case. And it's donated by me in honor of Sergeant Ganos, along with the sands of Iwo Jima that are in a tube.
All right, Bob, I appreciate you bringing this up today and so we can remember William Ganos here.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. It's just a way for me and all of us to honor who our people in uniform really are.
Indeed. Staff Sergeant William Homer Ganost. So thanks for calling with that, Bob.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
It's 4:56 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.